Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I think it's one of the best calls of all time. Gus Johnson, last week, Fox, Mendoza, Cooper, unbelievable. You know what else is unbelievable? Our guest, the great Joey Kanish, pro sports bettor from the Hammer. His show, along with our friend Brad Powers, hit the books. You can find it on YouTube. Or you could search Hit the Books wherever you find your podcast. A great college football betting show and podcast. Kanish, well, and on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. My friend, welcome back. How are you?
Mr. Costner, solo with a little bit of throwback to that. You know, that's Long Island, Staten Island radio back in the college days. I don't know if you actually did that, but I'm assuming. I mean, also, that Gus call, I cannot believe the pushback that's gotten from, like, the masses of, like, oh, God, that was great. I mean, maybe it's got two people here that like to be, demonstrative when they talk, but what, would you rather have, like, the old school, like, Pat Summerall? Like, Hoosiers.
Oh, touchdown. Come on. Like, no Pat Summerall like, slander. But we can like both Pat Summerall and we can also like Gus Johnson, right?
Hoosiers. Touchdown. It's like, that's the greatest catch I've ever seen. What do you can get? Has it show a pulse?
The Summerall call that I always think about, I think it was a Cowboys-Giants game, but it was a Cowboys game. Kanish, do you remember? And it's like all the fans, do you remember? Dallas had a kick returner and a wide receiver. And for all the listeners and viewers, do you remember this name? Do you remember Reggie Swinton? Does that name ring a bell for the Cowboys back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a call.
Swifty Swinton. Yeah, no, but I actually do. The name rings a bell.
So he had a call of a Reggie, and it was literally the call was, so there's the kickoff. And so the call is as follows. Swinton. Touchdown, Cowboys. And I always think about that when people bring up Pat Summerall. So listen, Summerall's a legend. Gus Johnson's a legend. We can like all of it. And Gus Johnson, he was spectacular. And Kanish, so were you. And I actually thought the latest batch of college football playoff rankings, pretty spectacular. So we can get into the games this weekend, and I want to get into the games with you, what you think, where your bets are. But did you have any thoughts, betting or otherwise, on the latest batch of college football playoff rankings?
You know, there's a couple things of, I would maybe from an interest perspective around, like, what happens, and we talked a little bit about this on Hit the Book, what happens in the G5? If, let's say, you know, you got South Florida, you got North Texas, you got James Madison, what, who comes out of that unscathed? And I know, like, that can change a little bit down the stretch of if South Florida wins out or North Texas wins out in the AAC, James Madison wins out, who's getting that G5 bid? Also, I mean, we talked a little bit about on the show last week that, you know, like, I think Notre Dame, no matter what, you're not leaving Notre Dame out. And the potential for, like, I know Bishop, listen, I mean, the guy's doing his job, old, you know, Greg Sankey with, you know, Shilly Shill over there, but I mean, that's what he's got to do. But, you know, give it, start, he's like, he's doing the great negotiation of, like, we should have eight when, you know, you really want six, but you start with eight and you say, no, we should have eight in, but he knows, like, oh, SEC getting six. And that's what, you know, to me, it's like, could the Big Ten get two and the SEC six? You know, is that a potential right now? So a lot of different factors down the stretch. Excited to see how it plays out.
I guess my last, and then we'll get into the games this weekend. I thought, you know, outside of Miami, like, and their placement in the rankings, I thought Texas Tech's placement was really interesting, Kanish, where Texas Tech is now sixth, right, and Georgia's fifth. But Georgia not going to win the SEC, most likely, right? And Texas Tech might win its conference. Maybe Texas Tech jumps up to five, and who the hell knows, like, what's going to happen in the top four? Maybe Texas Tech's a top four team. So you're a great person to ask this question. We've talked about Texas Tech all season long. Do the Red Raiders have, like, a high ceiling for you? Where, like maybe we get to the semifinals, and Texas Tech's one of the last four teams standing? Like, what? Give us your big picture on Texas Tech in, like, 30 seconds, and then we'll get to the games.
You know, like, for, you know, throughout college football history, you wouldn't think so, right? But in terms of who's got one of the best defensive lines in the country, not like, you know, now we're talking SEC, you know, like, in the country, it's Tech. Now, do they have the quarterback play with Hammond out for the season, Morton banged up always? That's probably the big, you know, what I call kryptonite for them, is if they don't have healthy quarterback play. But just from a roster standpoint, player to player, I think they're comparable with a lot of these teams. Maybe not, you know, with an Ohio State, with the Texas A&M, but you know what? If one of those teams at A&M or Bama slips up and then loses, like, they could be looking at, like, a top four seed and a semifinal appearance. It's not out of, you know, hey, that oil money can buy a lot of great stuff now these days, so I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all.
And just, you know, I will hit you with a follow-up on this. And the reason why I asked that about Texas Tech is because I look at, you know, outside of the top four, Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Alabama. I'm trying to think of, like, what is a team that could actually, like, upend the apple cart and, like, be there at the end potentially? And, like, last year, and the format's a little different last year, I think we're looking at a really chalky college football playoff this year, just on the surface without knowing what it's going to be. Would you agree or disagree with that sentiment?
Well, I'm going to keep beating the Notre Dame drum on this show, you know, in terms of outside the top four, that I think a team that's got, you know, like, legitimate top tier potential, that would be one. The only other, I guess the case I would make against is in a lot of past years, including last year, in that you'd have some, you know, massive spreads going into those last games. I don't think, you know, the sport is flattened. I don't think you'll see, you know, even though I think, yes, I agree with you that those were probably a tier above. But when you're only talking about, you know, spreads that might be a touchdown, might be, you know, rarely you're going to see probably anything in the college football playoff outside of a handful of first-round games, double-digit spreads, there's just a lot more variance potential. Even if what we think, even if we think these teams are the solid top four, it's not like in the old, you know, four-game playoff era where it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, and then, you know, a two-touchdown drop-off. There's just a lot more, yeah, a lot more competitiveness now, 1 through 12, than there used to be even, you know, 2-3 years ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest, Joey Knish, Pro Sports Better from The Hammer. Hit the books is his show. Find it on YouTube and in podcast form and hit him up on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. We're going to have, he's your boss, right? We're going to have Rob Pizzola on. He's Knish's boss. Pizzola comes on next hour, and we always do the lightning round with Pizzola, hit him with every NFL game on the board. He loves it. He loves giving a bet out for every game. I don't think he does, but I appreciate him talking about every game. Knish, I would love to go lightning round with you here. Hit as many games as we can in the next, like, 7 minutes. Are you ready?
Yeah, you know what? Cue it up. Nothing I love more than a lightning round, baby. And he's not the boss.
I think he is. Georgia, now a 6.5-point home favorite against Arch Manning in Texas. Total 49.5. I'm going to bet Texas money line. Tell me why I'm dumb. What do you like, Georgia and Texas?
Well, I got a lot of reasons why I call you dumb, but not for that bet. Because I tell you what, if I can get a 7, give me a 7 there on Texas. Let's let us get it one more little inch. I think the 7 is critical. Texas defense, really, I think they got the better defensive unit, and the offense finally found a little bit. I think this game, they're live in this game, but you give me a 7, I'm in on the Horns.
All right, so Texas, 7 is the number that Knish is looking for to bet the Longhorns at Georgia. I know you have a strong take on this game because you texted it to me before, and I appreciated that. That is Alabama, a 6-point home favorite against Oklahoma. And just to give the context for the Texas game also, Texas and Oklahoma, 10-11 in the rankings. Like, they both probably need to win out in order to make it. So these are both, like, maybe more so for Oklahoma, but probably elimination games for both teams. John Mateer and the Sooners, 6-point dogs on the road at Ty Simpson, Kalen DeBoer, and the Tide.
I mean, you listen, there's a little Nikki Joey K head-to-head, baby. Because give me Boomer Sooner here, better defense. Alabama, fraud. They've been running a hot streak. They've been right. All the variance has gone right for them this year. And you know what? It ends this weekend. I think Mateer needed a week off to get healthy. In the last game, they finally got the run the ball game a little bit going. Give me the Sooners. Give me the points. Give me the outright victory. Oklahoma stays alive in the college football playoff race.
I would like for you, for the first time in your life, your pathetic, sad existence. I'm kidding. A little. Be a man and say here on You Better You Bet, Oklahoma is going to beat Alabama on Saturday.
Guarantee. Lock outright of the week. Oklahoma Sooners take down the Crimson Tide. Clip it up in the back room, baby, and have it ready for next week when I'm tap dancing on Nikki K's Greek grave and throwing some feta all over. Sooners outright.
Nikki, the Greek there really took that to the next level. USC and Iowa, Kanish, like USC can still make the college football playoff, but USC's got to win out. Got to win this game against Iowa, got to win at Eugene, got to beat UCLA in the finale. Trojans, 6.5-point home favorites this weekend. Total 48.5. There's rain in the forecast coming up on Saturday. What do you think of USC and Iowa?
Iowa, it rains in Southern California once every 3 years, and of course Iowa comes to town and you got rain in the forecast. It's a lean for me on USC. I'm hoping the number gets a little cheaper going to game time. I'd like to get down through the 6, 5.5, kind of in that range there. Just in the Big Ten this year, teams traveling across the country have been awful. It's something like 30% ATS here going west to east, east to west. Iowa off a man ball game, physical game in that. And I think USC's offense is just too much for them. Give me USC. I'll be on USC. I would love to see. Hopefully this comes down just a tick, though, and get a little bit of cheaper price. Because when you're playing Iowa, you need every point you can get.
You mentioned that Notre Dame could be the team that upends the apple cart. And I would say, like I mentioned Texas Tech, you are right. I do think Notre Dame would be that team. The Irish are 12.5-point road favorites at Pitt. Total is 54.5. Kanish, I talked about this game before you came on in the previous segment. I am going to hold my nose here and take the points. This feels like a great Pat Narduzzi spot here to take Pitt. I like Pitt plus the points. What say you, Notre Dame at the Panthers?
I tell you what, if you want to bet, this has been the story every week. The market loves Notre Dame. Wait till, I've done this in a few weeks, even the lead, like last week against Navy where it didn't work out successfully, the week before versus Boston College. Everybody bets Notre Dame throughout the week. There's a big group also that bets on Saturday that is filling Notre Dame every single week. If you want Pitt and you want the points, which I agree, but I need a little bit more, and we're going to get a little bit more, I believe. I think you'll see 13.5, maybe even a 14. You wait till the last minute on Saturday.
Wow.
So this would be my advice on this one. And I think it at least hits 13, and maybe you see it flash 14 some places. I'm going to wait till the buzzer, and then I'll join you on a little bit of Pitt.
We can joke and like have fun with Kanish, but like he's one of the best in the business, and answers like that the reason why. If you want to bet this game, Kanish is telling you if you like Notre Dame, bet the Irish now. If you like Pitt, wait until closer to kickoff on Saturday. Kanish, I'm fascinated by this Ole Miss Florida game, the Lane Kiffin Bowl. Like, where's Lane coaching next year? Like, which one of these teams is he going to be coaching? Like, does that matter as far as the handicap goes? DJ Lagway benched last week for Florida in the loss against Kentucky. And Billy Gonzalez is saying that, like, Lagway is going to come out firing in this game. Ole Miss 14.5 at home, 53.5 the total. Any desire to take the points with the Gators?
You know what? One of my guys that I work with took some Florida earlier, and I think you're paying a huge premium on this number for the Florida performance last week, for some of the potential, quote unquote quit factor that might be there. It would be Florida or nothing for me. I know people, and a few of these spots where Lane has come out almost throughout the year and said, take the over, take the point. He really hasn't been getting the job. And even last week versus the Citadel, they don't cover the number. It would be Florida for me. It's going to be light, though. Do I say that? Like, don't get me wrong. There's some potential disaster factor here. And if Lane can run it up, you know he's going to do it. So it's good. I'll have a play on Florida. I would not put this in what I've called the top tier of bets this weekend. Florida and a hold your nose special. And one of those you probably know 5 minutes in whether you're sunk or not.
Let's close here, Kanish. This can be another college football game that you love this weekend, or a random bet in the account. Dealer's choice, wherever you'd like to take it.
You know what? We're going to go, and we've got a few options here. I'm going to go Utah this week. I just think this Utah team now, I tell you what, we just talked Texas Tech. We didn't get to it. If Utah somehow makes the Big 12 championship game, I don't think they would. I think they'd get them. I think this Utah team is playing. We talked about teams that could. I don't think that they'll be able to get in, but if this team finds a way in, I don't know there's many teams playing much better than this team in the country. I think they go to Baylor. I think they wax them, and they need all the style points they can get. There will be all gas, no break in every game for the rest of the season, because if they don't make the Big 12 championship, their only hope is to absolutely blister everybody, and I think Baylor's just not up for it. The defense is bad. Utah goes in, takes care of business, and watch out. Watch out, those Red Raiders, if they somehow find a way to tiebreaker and get in the Big 12 championship game, because the Utes are playing as well as anybody maybe outside of Ohio State in the country right now.
Do you like UCF to cover at Texas Tech this weekend? 2 seconds for the answer.
Hold your nose special. It's the only way I could go, but give me a bucket if I'm going to watch that game and take the points.
I think Kanish was doing it. I actually think he did the Romo impersonation there. We'll be back right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.